This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election result. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Some of the Democratic managers on Capitol Hill reacted Saturday to President Trump's lawyers stating their impeachment defense by insisting that they had made the case to call witnesses and to review documents that the president had not allowed. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, says the criticisms of the Democrats' case are revealing.
When your client is guilty, when your client is dead to rights, you don't want to talk about your client's guilt. You want to attack the prosecution. It is a fairly elemental strategy, and I think that's all you're seeing here is that effort to distract.
The president is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden, and then obstructing Congress as it tried to investigate that abuse of power. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping called a Politburo meeting Saturday to discuss ways to contain a deadly coronavirus. The meeting took place as the new virus stopped all Lunar New Year celebrations for tens of millions of Chinese. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. In Hong Kong, 5 confirmed cases led the city's leader, Carrie Lam, to confirm a state of emergency on Saturday and said flights and high-speed rail trips between the city and Wuhan will be halted. The origins of the virus are still being determined, but is believed to have been traced to a seafood market in Wuhan known to be involved with the illicit wildlife trade.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey climbed to 29 Saturday, with more than 1,400 people injured. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings are reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of Lebanese gathered outside Beirut's central government building Saturday to reject the newly formed cabinet. Protesters breached tight security around the building, removing a metal gate and barbed wire and prompting security forces to respond with water cannon and tear gas. The protesters say the new cabinet formed this week represents a corrupt, long-serving political class they have been protesting against since October. Boeing completed the maiden flight of one of the world's largest twin-engine jetliners, the 777X, as the embattled plane maker steps up competition with European rival Airbus. The flight is a boost for Boeing as it grapples with a broadening crisis over the 737 MAX, which has been grounded since March following 2 fatal crashes. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.